on March 30th afternoon, we had a meeting with the University of Illinois students with the Department of Urban and Rural Planning, and they met with some local community members and people even outside of the Viola area that were interested in what's going on with the downtown. So they had 15 different renditions with boards presented that showed different possible options. Basically, this was put together from the feedback that we had from our original public meetings that were done with the MCBT, along with all the other 11 taxing bodies, where we invited guests to come and speak on what they liked and didn't like about their communities and to tell us what they'd like to see in the future. So doing that, they had these presentation boards to look at for a visual aid, and then the students had cards there to, again, ask these people what they liked and didn't like, what three prospects they liked the most and which ones they liked the least, and they're going to go back to the university and work through that information and disseminate that and come back to the board at our town hall. They're going to show back up on April 26th at 1 o'clock to meet with us again and any community members that would be interested in attending.
And then after April 26th, I guess the end game is then what? Coming up with some kind of consensus or final plan for that area?
That's our hope. Yeah, that's what we expect, too, is to have some sort of consensus between the board and the community on what we can put there, what would make sense there, what's going to look good there in the future, and what we can do to try to make Mercer County and the Viola area look like they're economically growing instead of declining so that we can try to boost this whole area up. So.
Now, do you own some of the property there at the intersection then now?
That's correct. Since about 2000, we've been picking up property when it comes available so that we could do something on our own without counting on the public forum to come forward and rebuild something. We're afraid that wasn't going to happen, it didn't look like. So we wanted to help and step in there and try to make the whole, like I say, make the whole downtown area grow again, make it look vibrant again. So.